Welcome to your 5 for today. Beneath the shiny casing of our smartphones is a wide variety of materials. Some of these are precious metals such as silver, gold, and palladium. Mobile phones are one of many devices that contain cobalt, a key component in lithium-ion batteries. As well as everyday household items, these batteries are commonly used in electric cars, aircraft and medical equipment, so cobalt is an important element. Although it's not called a precious metal, it comes at a high price nevertheless. It's thought that the Democratic Republic of Congo holds the world's largest reserves of cobalt, and around 60% of the world's supply is mined there. The toxicity of this metal adds to concerns regarding the welfare of those that work in dangerous conditions with no protective equipment. Labourers receive a pittance, but usually have little or no choice because they depend on this to survive. This is one example of what has been called modern-day slavery. One question that might arise is this: where is God in all this? A similar story is found in the Bible book of Exodus, where Pharaoh, king of Egypt, forced the people of Israel to work under the supervision of harsh taskmasters. They built the treasure cities of Pithom and Ramses. Did God see what was going on? Exodus chapter 3 records that God spoke to Moses, saying, "I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them." The answer is that God did see. He knew their pain and had pity on them. What's more, he had already prepared a way for them to be delivered, and a leader to bring them out of Egypt. It was when they cried to God that Moses was sent to demand that Pharaoh let the people go. At the root of evil that prevails in the world today is the problem of sin. It was in the heart of Pharaoh, and its presence is evident all around us today, even within our own hearts. The Bible depicts sin as a master whom we all serve. It was the disobedience of Adam, the first man, who brought the whole human race under its control. When we become aware of its burden and its end, we must cry to God for help. Only God was powerful enough to overcome the strength of Pharaoh's hand, and only God is able to deliver us from sin. God sees our problem of sin. God knows the painful consequences and has already prepared a way for us to be delivered. He sent his own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to bear the burden of sin, to pay for our release by his suffering on the cross. He died so that we can be delivered from eternal death. We can't be released by silver or gold. These have a finite value and perishable in terms of eternity. We can only be redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. His perfection gives this eternal value in the sight of God. Today, God tells us how we can be saved, and listens for the cry of those who realize their need to be saved. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He will be very gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. Those who were once doubled up because of their burdens and bondage in Egypt had their bands broken and were made to walk upright. Likewise, those who are made free from sin are enabled to live in a right way as they serve God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. And so in summary, we can say, God sees, God knows, and God delivers. As you listen to this message today, God is listening for your cry and is ready to save you. Thank you for listening.